This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
October the 16th, 2019. Laundry bags and prophylactics. The mesh laundry bag is making a comeback. It's a much undervalued item that will preserve my clothes from the ferocity of the spin cycle on my elderly washing machine. I hope never to hear again, "Did you know there's a hole in that?" I will never hear myself say again, "Obviously not, or I wouldn't be wearing it." My first line of defence is a series of raised dots stuck on the front of the washing machine so I know which cycle is where. I have never worked out the number of revolutions in the various spin options, though. The choices are shown on a tiny screen I can't see, so I choose to ignore it. I think I might have got my 600s and my 900s muddled up. I suspect the holes in my T-shirts and the trailing threads on my pants are a consequence of excess revolutions. If I'd taken the kind of robust approach in asking for help with the sticky dots and the impenetrably small screen on the washing machine, as I did in Robert Dias in asking for service, I might not have trashed my wardrobe. Having long since lost my patience in trying to search out items in hardware stores, I hit upon a likely-looking helper. She was standing at the till, in black, wearing a lanyard and holding a clipboard in her hand. She was talking in hushed tones to a youth, also dressed in black and wearing a lanyard. "Excuse me," I said, "I wonder if you could tell me where I'd find the kind of laundry bags that go in washing machines." "Haven't got a bloody clue," was not the answer I was expecting. I murmured, trying to buy myself a bit of time while I considered my next move. "I don't bloody work here." "Oh, I'm terribly sorry, I got that wrong. Perils of having rubbish sight. Sorry, my mistake." "Hands on hips," she said. "Uh-huh." She was probably a really sweet person, just having an off day. "If you're under fire, best not to return that fire." "Well, you do look like you know what you're doing." And quick as a flash, she bit back, "which is more than you obviously do." And then she turned her back. Are you able to tell me where they are?" I asked the youth. "Over there," he said. "Oh, I can't see that far. Could you show me, please?" He didn't reply, but carried on talking, having an off day. And as I started to meander about with my nose pressed to the shelves, getting ready for that well-known shopping manoeuvre, the Blinky Bob, best loved of anyone who can't see much, I heard him shout out, "Next to the bath mats!" Bath mats meant nothing to me. In my quest, I took one of everything off the shelf to read the label and then left them in a pile for someone else to put back. The laundry bag was, well, the last thing I took down. Oops. It could have been worse. Imagine if you were in the family planning section at Boots, trying to work out what was what. Imagine a very loud passing stranger trying to help. Imagine them shouting out the type of prophylactic on the shelf. Imagine a wide choice to fit every taste, just in case you still couldn't make a decision. Imagine being urged on with an explanation of the best before date and a heartfelt inquiry as to whether or not you expected to use them by then. I can only imagine. Nothing like that has ever happened to me.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.